Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
It was just around this time of year, late August, around half a century ago, that John Cage presented the premiere of his revolutionary piece, 4 Minutes, 33 Seconds of Silence. That doesn't mean Western composers hadn't thought about silence before or used it. Silence is something to think about. Here comes one now, A Silence by Debussy. Silence both prepares a piece of music for its beginning and defines its end, punctuates its melodies, and divides its elements.
I think there's many ways you can define it.
Pianist Sarah Davis Buechner.
I think it's one of those things that's taken for granted, that's perhaps not given its credit or given its due.
Silences in classical music are traditionally indicated by a symbol that means rest for a beat, or a half beat, or more or less. And then there's the fermata, the semicircle with a dot, the bird's eye, which means literally stop. If you have a fermata over a note, you stop and hold the note for a bit. But if you have a fermata over a rest, it means extend the rest, a longer silence, like this.
What's really ironic about rests in music is what you do during them that can be extremely visual. In many Beethoven adagios where there's a rest with a fermata over it, you really have to physically show it by freezing the body in a very small and intimate way that holds the audience's attention, as opposed to just releasing, letting go, and saying, okay, I'm all done.
Once you start to think about it, you realize how many different silences there can be. Dramatic, forbidding silences, and funny ones that throw you off guard.
In many of the Haydn sonatas, for instance, the Lady Flat, in the last movement, where the key suddenly shifts abruptly, and the purpose of it is just to shock, just to break the action totally, and then leave people guessing, well, what on earth is going to happen now?
And speaking of Haydn, there are the more remarkable silences at the end of his quartet nicknamed The Joke. Where, speaking of frozen performers, the members of the quartet stay absolutely still while they're not playing. The French played with silence. Eric Satie took it to a higher level, if you will, by making it a major player in some of his pieces. Composers like George Antheil, were there really any other composers like George Antheil, began to experiment with noise as music and silence as the opposite of noise. Ballet Mécanique has about 30 silences, stops, starts, including one long silence, which, depending on the performance, can run as long as 35 seconds. Imagine audience members in 1924 wondering what to do with themselves for that long. It created an absolute, bewildering sensation. And it was a long time, nearly 30 more years, until the next revolution in silence, John Cage's revolution, the one that stripped silence bare. His piece, 4 Minutes and 33 Seconds of Silence, known affectionately to the composer as 433, was said to have been inspired by the plain white painted canvases created around that time by Robert Rauschenberg. Cage drew up an elaborate plan for his piece, in which nothing at all is played. In its first performance in Woodstock back in 1952, the pianist David Tudor opened and closed the lid of the keyboard to indicate the so-called beginnings and endings of the various sections of the piece. It was performed in a building, one side of which was open to the air.
I think that the anticipation of seeing the performer on stage about to do something, and yet he never really does anything, and then, you know, whether the listener then chooses or is drawn towards listening to the sound of the silence, which in that space would have been the sound of woodland noises.
This summer at Tanglewood, conductor Robert Spano, music director of the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra and the Brooklyn Philharmonic, gave two performances of a related work, Cage's Lecture on Nothing.
There's a long silence in the middle as well. One is essentially producing nothing, but one is on stage. And suddenly the room is just unfolding, and all those sounds are suddenly the music itself. The rustling of the wind and children out on the lawn, far away. Somebody drops a program. All these sounds become very significant because nothing else is going on.
Cage gave us silence as music, and it changed our perceptions forever. In a recent related development, by the way, British composer Mike Batt wrote his own song entitled A 1 Minute Silence and was accused by the Cage estate of copying the original 4:33. His reaction? "Mine is a much better silent piece," he said. "I've been able to say in 1 minute what Cage could only say in 4:33. They settled out of court. So silence is still an issue, 51 years after Cage, 79 years after Antheil, 196 years after the Beethoven Fifth. We need not fear these silences, as Cage said. We may love them. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Fishkin.